I don't know about you, but now that it's warming up, my schedule is packed, and having a great story to keep me company really takes the stress out of it. That's why I subscribe to Audible. As a member, you can choose one title to keep every month from their entire catalog, plus the latest bestsellers and new releases. I'm about halfway through The Wolf in the White Van by John Darnielle. It is a gorgeously written thriller with a time travel plot unlike any I've ever come across. I can't wait to hear how it ends, and you can check it out with me. New members can try Audible free for 30 days. Just visit audible.com/WWHL or text WWHL to 500-500. That's audible.com/WWHL or text WWHL to 500-500.
Do you ever wonder where all your money went? Like every single time you look at your bank account? Honestly, it's probably all those subscriptions. I felt that way too, until I got Rocket Money. Rocket Money helped me see all the subscriptions I'm paying for, and it was eye-opening. Between streaming services, fitness apps, delivery services, it all adds up so quickly. Rocket Money is a personal finance app that finds and cancels your unwanted subscriptions, monitors your spending, and helps lower your bills. Rocket Money has over 5 million users and has helped save its members an average of $720 a year, with over 500 million in canceled subscriptions. Stop wasting money on things you don't use. Cancel your unwanted subscriptions by going to rocketmoney.com/Wondery. That's rocketmoney.com/Wondery. rocketmoney.com/Wondery.
Welcome to the Bravo Clubhouse for the podcast edition of Watch What Happens Live with me, Andy Cohen.
Hey guys, big night tonight. Dua Lipa is here, who basically is on the radio 24/7. And Kenan Thompson. When we were on two shows a week in the early days and we were trying to prove to Bravo that we could do five nights a week, Kenan Thompson was on our first week of test shows. So I feel like I'm always grateful to him. He's a really good guy. Also, Amy Sedaris was on that test show week and Diane von Furstenberg. Fun facts. Anyway, I kind of have been flaking out doing the intros to the podcasts. I will say, I think my new rule is going to be when I have something to say, I will come say it. And if I don't, I'll just let you hear the show. All right, bye.
You request her songs from all the DJs, and you watch him Saturday nights in your PJs. It's Watch What Happens Live with Dua Lipa and Kenan Thompson now. I'm Andy Cohen in the Bravo Clubhouse, joined by a woman with multiple hit singles and a man with multiple personalities. My first guest is a talented singer who was the number one female artist streamed globally in 2018. Her major breakup album anthems like New Rules and IDGAF. What does that stand for? Are so catchy. Scores of fans are actively trying to get her to get their boyfriends to dump them. I'm having a hard time tonight. You can get her eponymous debut album now. Please welcome Dua Lipa, everybody. Great to see you. I'm such a fan.
Thank you so
much. And speaking of holding records, he is the longest running cast member in Saturday Night Live history because he couldn't stop the funnies even if he tried. It's a blessing and a curse. From SNL and The Grinch in theaters now, say hi to Kenan Thompson. Hey, Kenan. Have the two of you ever met?
Well,
she just did the show with Natalie Portman last season.
Yeah.
Was that last?
It was last season.
Wow. Well, okay. Well, then
it was more high and by and.
Yeah.
Yes, high and by.
It was very much passing, which was pretty surreal.
Yes. Well, the cool thing about you, Dua Lipa, is we hear your music constantly everywhere. It's like I don't even think people realize how many hits you have, and so it's cool to meet you in person.
Oh, and, thank you so much.
Tonight's bartender loved Dua Lipa's New Rules video so much, he created this brilliant gay homage, almost shot by shot.
Oh, my goodness.
Watch this. This is
this
awesome.
This is my favorite.
This is, okay, so, I mean, this is amazing. Yes. This is, I mean, he's serving it. Say hi to the star of New Rules boy version. It's music video director Jake Wilson. Hey, Jake. Great to see you. So Dua, had you seen this video?
I have. It was the first kind of parody video that I'd ever seen. It was my absolute favorite. I lost my mind. I was like, the attention to detail, he's amazing. He goes up, rips this piece of like this picture of Justin Bieber on the wall. I'm like, I love it.
Good
I'm like
job,
very
Jake.
Much.
Awesome. I want to get started. I mean, you know, as if Jake's music video was not a great homage, you had Real Housewife of Jersey, Teresa Giudice, singing One Kiss in her car, and she posted it.
Like, I got tagged in this video. I got tagged in this video, and they're like, Teresa loves your song. But I wasn't familiar with the show.
Yes. Well, get familiar.
But it, oh, no, I got familiar.
Yes.
I got familiar.
Keenan, your advice is?
Don't do it.
Okay. Dua and Keenan are awaiting your questions, but before we get to those, here's what three things I'm obsessed with tonight. First, Dua Lipa is already open for some amazing musicians, but is she ready to be amazingly open as I try to make her spill some tea? Here's what. Let's find out with headliners. The heads of your former touring mates, Bruno Mars, Chris Martin of Coldplay, and Troye Sivan will appear at the bottom of the screen. I'll ask you a series of most likely two questions. You pick your answers. Who had the biggest tour trailer?
Oh, Bruno Mars.
Who paid you more to open up for them?
Ooh, that's a good one.
I don't know.
It probably would have been where you were more in your career at the time. Whose audience gravitated to you more? Like, whose audience responded to you the most of those three?
Troye Sivan and Coldplay.
Okay. Who parties the most after their shows?
Bruno, I think.
Bruno, whose songs do you, whose songs do you listen to the most on a daily basis?
All of them. I'm such big fans, I can't.
Who had the craziest fans in the audience?
I mean, everybody had crazy fans, but I played with Coldplay in Brazil.
Yes,
and
that's big.
The fans out there were amazing.
Biggest entourage of those three?
Well, Coldplay is a band, so they have a lot more people.
Thank you very much, Dua Lipa. Second, Keenan has been on SNL for over 15 years, which means he's had ample time to do some amazing things, like win an Emmy, and some not-so-stellar things, like be one of those guys that pees in jars that Tina Fey wrote about, but no one has ever fessed up to.
What?
I'm just kidding. So here's what. It's time for Never Have I Ever SNL edition. I'm going to read a Never Have I Ever statement. If you've done said thing, let us know by just taking a sip of your drink.
Oh,
if you've done it. Never have I ever forgotten a guest's name during rehearsal. Wow. Good for you. I've forgotten guest names during my show. Never have I ever witnessed a celebrity throwing a fit backstage. Yes. Never have I ever farted during a sketch and hoped no one would notice.
That's hilarious, but I've not done that.
Wow, good for you. Wow, and you've been on how many years?
16.
Wow, 16. Never have I ever been told by a host that they didn't like my sketch idea.
Say that one more time.
Never have I ever been told by a host that they didn't like my sketch idea. Yeah, that happens. Never have I ever refused to talk to a politician that guest starred on the show. Never have I...
Refused?
To speak, no. Never have I ever found out a celebrity was hosting and was disappointed about who it was. Yeah, it's been 16 years, everybody. Never have I ever witnessed a musical guest lip syncing.
Damn.
Never have I ever witnessed a celebrity get completely blackout drunk at a SNL after party.
Man, you guys are gonna stay there.
Thank you very much, Keenan Thompson. Listen, he's been on the show 16 years. If he hadn't seen some of this,
happens, man.
Yes. Finally, if Dua Lipa's new rules video garnering 1.5 billion views and counting doesn't make her a dating expert, I don't know what does. So let's get Dr. Dua's take on all things sex and relationship with what would Dua do? What are your rules for sexting someone you're into?
It depends the distance.
Okay, depends the distance, okay? Rules for kissing on the first date.
Yeah.
Yes. Rules for hooking up with a friend's ex.
Absolutely not.
Rules for threesomes when you're in a relationship.
Nah.
No. Rules for when it's the appropriate time to introduce your significant other to your family.
One more time?
Introducing your boyfriend to your family, like, you know, how long would you wait?
I don't know. My family are like my mates, so they kind of just meet them pretty soon. I kind of like to know what they think.
What are your rules for acknowledging an ex-boyfriend's birthday? Do you contact or don't contact?
Ugh.
No. Okay. Rules on dating apps, yay or nay?
It's worked for some of my friends, so I think yay.
Thank you, Dr. Dua. I appreciate it. Well, here's what, Keenan, now that Dua has helped us with our dating lives, since you play the jolliest who in all of Whoville in the new Grinch movie, it's your turn to help us with some holiday downers. I'm going to throw out various not-so-holly-jolly holiday happenings, and you put a positive spin on it. Your creepy uncle keeps trying to get everyone to join him under the mistletoe.
Well, I mean, nothing wrong with that. Everybody needs love and holidays.
Rowdy Christmas carolers egg your house when you don't like their singing.
Well, just, you know, scoop them off and make some scrambled eggs in the morning.
The cat peed all over everyone's Christmas gifts.
Oh, that's a naughty cat, but what are you going to do?
The Christmas tree came crashing down, sending tinsel and ornaments everywhere.
Well, now the floor is decorated.
Someone accidentally tells the kids that Santa isn't real.
Oh, that's a tough one. I mean, he's real enough? Question mark?
Yeah. Someone burnt Christmas dinner.
Well, it looks like we haven't barbecued tonight.
Grandpa fell asleep from drinking too much eggnog.
Maybe we should all have some eggnog and join him. Except for the kids.
Your parents got you socks for a holiday present.
I like socks.
Thank you very much, Keenan. Speaking of Cher, you get compared to her a lot.
I do.
Yes, you do.
I love her. I also got the chance to recreate her look for a cover for a magazine.
Uh-huh.
The V magazine.
Oh, I remember that. You were wearing like
really
a Bob
long
Mackie.
Hair. Yes. And oh, she's.
Have you met her yet?
I haven't met her.
You have not met her yet. Keenan Sam S. wants to know, is there an impression that you've been working on that you haven't nailed after all this time? Because I know you've done something over 100 impressions.
I mean, I've been working on my Jay Leno impression for years.
Is that right?
It's not great. I did it for him, and it ended up getting cut off of the show.
Because really?
He just responded to it like, that wasn't me at all.
Wow, really?
So they didn't even like put it in an interview or whatever, but like,
is
I'm
that
still trying to hone in on it, because I'm a fan of his.
Has maybe the time passed for a Jay Leno?
Right. Not for car guys.
Right,
like, I watch that Jay Leno's Garage almost every day.
You do?
So,
oh,
like,
okay.
Yeah,
let's go to Tracy from California. Hey, Tracy, what's your question?
Hey, Dave.
Yeah, Randy.
Since we founded Bombas, we've always said our socks, underwear, and T-shirts are super soft. Any new ideas?
Maybe sublimely soft.
Or disgustingly cozy.
Wait, what?
I got it. Bombas. Absurdly comfortable essentials for yourself.
And for those facing homelessness.
Because one purchased equals one donated.
Wow, did we just write an ad?
Yes.
Bombas. Big comfort for everyone. Go to bombas.com/Wondery and use code Wondery for 20% off your first purchase.
When you choose Organic Valley, not only will you be enjoying great tasting dairy, you'll help to save over 1,600 small organic family farms who are protecting over 400,000 acres of organic farmland and all the plants and animals that call it home. This is dairy you can feel good about. It's great tasting, high quality organic dairy, ethically sourced from small organic family farms. To find Organic Valley Dairy near you, visit ov.coop. That's ov.coop.
Hey, Andy. Happy holidays, you guys.
Thanks.
My question is for Dua Lipa. Can you finally put to rest the rumors that you are going to do the title song for the next James Bond movie?
Oh, snap.
I mean, I want to say I'll put the rumors to rest, but I do really want to do it.
So the answer is you want to do it.
The answer is I want to do it, but I've not been asked to do it.
Very good. All right. That's tea. Let's go to George from Arizona for Keenan Thompson from The Grinch. What's your question?
Hi, George.
Hi, Andy. I am a longtime viewer and a first-time caller, and I'm super excited to be on the show.
Thanks.
My question is for Keenan.
Yes.
How did you and Kel reconnect after all these years for your Good Burger sketch on Fallon? And do you think we will ever get a full-on sequel to the movie?
I mean, we've been talking about it for a long time, and we've had meetings about it. So it's in the higher powers' hands, because we both said that we're down to do it. But thanks to Dan Schneider, he called me and he was like, a friend of his was working on The Tonight Show and they had that idea to do the reunion. And he reached out to me and then I called Kel and then we talked. We played phone tag for like 3 days, but we finally talked and then we were like, yeah, like we might as well do it or whatever. It was like a nice 40-minute conversation that we had.
Oh, that's great.
We hadn't spoken in a long time.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? And it was like, it was nice to reconnect because it was like picking up right from where we left off. We worked so well.
And have you spoke since?
All the time.
Oh, great. Yeah. That's awesome.
Yeah.
Let's go to Emily from Philly for Dua Lipa. Hey, Emily.
Hi. I just want to say, Keenan, I love you on Nature Cat.
Oh, thank you very much. Little Ronald. Ronald the cat.
Oh, my gosh. Yeah. My daughter Caroline is obsessed.
Thank you.
My question for Dua is, what is one song that was offered to you that you turned down and wound up becoming a huge hit?
I don't know. I've been asked to do a couple that I don't know. I probably shouldn't say it
because it was a hit for someone else, and you.
Yeah, I think yeah. You know it's not a song that belongs to me or was meant for me. You know, uh-huh. It was sent to me, and I liked the song, but I didn't feel like it had a home with me.
Yep.
And so I don't want to take that away from anybody who has had the success with that song because they. Yeah. You know, they deserve that because the song was a hit because of them.
Yes.
Sure.
I like that. Let's go to Chuck from Ohio. Hey, Chuck, what's your question?
Hello, Andy. Hey, Keenan. Keenan, I love when you do Whoopi. And,
thank you. Me too.
Thank you, darling.
Well, you're great at capturing her side eye perfectly whenever she's annoyed. But I will say, I have a question, SNL-related question. Bill Hader said that Justin Bieber was the worst-behaved musical guest on SNL. Mm. And I was wondering, is perhaps Kanye West now earned that title?
That's a great question. I mean, it's up to everyone's opinion. You know what I mean? Like, in my eyes, I don't know. I mean, I didn't really have that much of a bad time with Bieber. I like him.
Yeah.
And, yeah, Kanye was super far, you know, off the ripper type,
right. type off the
weirdness.
Ripper.
Yeah, like yes. the ripper of weirdness is like here, and he was like way over there.
Right. It's game time, everybody. Dua Lipa has made music with slews of talented artists, but will she be successful alongside an overzealous comedian who can't say any words at all? It's time to read my lipa. Dua and Keenan, please face each other in your chairs. Various musicians will appear in the monitor behind Dua, and Keenan, your job is to, without making any noise, mouth the names of the artist that appears to her. Okay? If you can lip read 7 of them in 45 seconds, you both win. Okay? So here we go.
Chris. Chris.
They are musical artists.
Can I go
okay,
next?
Pass. Yeah.
That was a good one.
You're making this so hard.
Okay.
Snoop.
Yes.
Dog.
Yes, okay.
Mariah Carey.
Yes, okay. She's getting it.
Bruce Springsteen.
Yes. Wow.
Charlie's Angels.
John Legend. That was
John
close.
Legend.
The first one was Christina Aguilera. We were just doing the Whoville mouths.
Yeah.
From the Grinch.
Because when I was little and I watched The Grinch, I really wanted to be the girl.
Cindy Lou.
Cindy Lou. Yeah.
You did.
And.
Yes, that's good.
I think it's gonna go. But I could never figure out how to do that and talk at the same time. So.
I know they use those prosthetics, but.
Right.
Our movie is animated, so I didn't get a chance.
There you go. There you go. Are you nervous for the Grammy nominations tomorrow? Everybody says you're getting Best New Artist. I mean, I think you're going to win.
I mean, of course I'm nervous. It's exciting, though. I think it's more exciting than nervous. It'll be nice to see what happens. I would just be grateful either way. So
yes.
Yeah.
Very nice. Let's go to Alexa from New York. Hey, Alexa.
Hi, guys. How are you?
Good. What's your question?
Good. My question is for Dua, but Dua, I just have to say I'm such a huge fan. My brother's actually studying abroad in London right now, and he's insanely jealous that I get to talk to you. Oh. Love you.
Well, say hi to him from me.
I will. My question for you is, do you think your song Bad to You with Ariana Grande will ever be officially released? And what was your reaction to Thank You Next?
I love Ari. I love everything she does. I think Thank You Next is amazing. We did do a song together. But I don't think it's going to come out.
I'm sorry to hear
that. Yeah, I think, you know, she's working on a different project. The timing wasn't quite right for me, but maybe in the future we'll get to do something together.
Kenan, do you have a favorite character to perform?
On the show?
Yeah.
Not necessarily one particular favorite.
I mean,
I like the update desk because that's the most straightforward. Just sit there and like run down a bunch of jokes type thing, and you can just be as crazy as you want. But
I can't wait to see the show Saturday night. Jason Momoa is going to be on.
Aquaman. He's amazing, by the way, and he has an amazing family. He's just an amazing dude. So
that's
I think it's going to be a great show.
It's time for my Mazel of the Day. It goes to People Magazine for releasing their list of the top 25 most intriguing people of 2018, which included some of my favorites, like Michelle Obama, Hoda and Savannah, and Ruth Bader Ginsburg. I'm really happy for them, but somehow I didn't make the list, even though I can do this. I have a really long tongue. I think that's interesting. I don't think RBG can do that. Tonight's Shackle goes to the return of SantaCon this weekend, and with it, a ban of alcoholic beverages on all commuter trains into New York City. Here's an idea. Why don't we ban SantaCon and let people from the suburbs enjoy their thermos whiskey in peace? Yeah. Don't you hate SantaCon?
I only hate it when my daughter's with me because it's hard to explain.
Yes. You know what I mean? Although, you know what? As a gay guy, it's the best. It's the day when all straight guys in New York City go gay at the end of the night. Because they're so drunk. I want to thank Dua Lipa, Kenan Thompson, and Shay Coulson. It is the Watch What Happens Live After Show with Dua Lipa. Her debut album is called Dua Lipa. Kenan stars on Saturday Night Live and The Grinch in theaters now. Behind the bar, it is... Jake Wilson, your output is so fantastic.
Happy Hanukkah.
I love it. What are you working on next, by the way?
Who knows? I just shot Cher, which was insane.
Wow.
So that was very crazy. The first thing my mom was ever like, oh, wow, now I believe in you.
You did a music video for Cher?
I did a music video for Cher.
For which song?
For SOS.
Wow. I gotta tell you something. That Cher ABBA covers album is
genius.
What the world needs right now.
Yeah.
It's really good. Yeah. Let's go to Annie from New Hampshire. Hey, Annie, what's your question?
Hey, my question is for Kenan.
Okay.
What? Okay, Kenan, out of all the celebrities you've impersonated, who was the most pissed off and who had the best sense of humor about it?
The most pissed off was probably Star Jones, just because... I was doing it around a very happy time in her life.
Uh-huh.
You know what I mean? And it was like the one thing, like, you know, we were kind of digging at the fact that she got so many sponsors for her wedding, which was supposed to be, a girl's magical day.
Yes.
We just had to go digging. The coolest person about it has been probably Big Poppy, like David Ortiz. He's just so, like, awesomely happy about it. And, like, you know, that's how I do his character anyway. It's just, everything is good, bro.
Yeah. That's great. Let's go to Emily from Detroit. Hey, Emily, what's your question?
Hi, my question's for Dua.
Hi, Emily.
What was your immediate reaction when you were getting all the death threats from the T-Swift fans? And did she ever contact you about it?
You chose Kanye on some talk show.
Okay, now I get the question. God, I mean, it was all very random. They were like quick fire questions.
Yeah, and, like we do on a talk show, and you
and I
they said
asked,
Taylor or Kanye.
And I got asked Taylor or Kanye.
Yeah.
And I'm such a hip hop fan.
Yeah.
And I just quickly said Kanye, never thinking that I would get like crazy backlash from all of like Taylor Swift's fans, which is fine.
Yes.
And it was just, I think it just kind of took me by surprise because I didn't even realize that I said anything bad. That wasn't like me meaning like, oh, I don't like Taylor Swift.
Yeah, right.
And I'm taking Kanye's side, and I'm just, I'm so not involved with any of that drama.
Yeah.
And I actually don't care at all.
Yeah.
But it yeah, it was just like for music at the time, that was what I was into.
Tell me about your manicure.
Oh.
Show this camera right here. Camera three. Oh. It's so good.
I've got like really cute. Oh, no, it's I don't so want to show cute. Them because they've kind of grown out a little bit.
Really?
But they're like little Hello Kitty nails.
Oh, that's super cute. Oh. Isn't it boring being a boy, Keenan?
Oh, I'm so grown out right now.
Oh, are you just grown out too?
I don't even want to show y'all.
Yes. I want to thank Dua Lipa, Keenan Thompson, and Jake Wilson for yours. Click around BravoTV.com. Good night, everybody. Thanks for listening to the podcast, everybody. Hope you enjoyed the show. Remember, new episodes go live Monday through Friday at 4 p.m. Eastern Time. Make sure you're subscribed. Have a great rest of your night.
One, two, three, four. Those are numbers, but you already knew that. If you want to know what number you're going to pay each month for your car, use Kelley Blue Book My Wallet on AutoTrader. They're really good at numbers. AutoTrader.
You know how to book flights and hotels. All you're missing is a tool to plan the travel experiences you'll have once you arrive. That's why you need Viator. Book guided tours, activities, excursions, and more in one place to make your trip truly unforgettable. Viator has over 300,000 travel experiences to choose from. Everything from simple tours to extreme adventures and all the niche, interesting stuff in between. So you can plan something that everyone you're traveling with will enjoy. Real traveler reviews give the inside scoop from people who've already been on the experiences you're considering, so you can plan with confidence. Free cancellation helps you plan for the unexpected, and 24/7 customer support means you can travel worry-free. Download the Viator app now and use code Viator10 for 10% off your first booking in the app. Find travel experiences for you. Do more with Viator.